Thousands of anti-government yellow vest protesters have gathered outside the iconic Sacré-Cœur Cathedral in northern Paris for the 19th consecutive Saturday of demonstrations. The Interior Ministry says that fewer people turned out this Saturday compared to previous weeks, and that will be a relief for the government. Last Saturday, authorities came under fire after 300 so-called caisseurs, or wreckers, essentially ran amok on the Champs-Élysées in central Paris, breaking shop windows, looting, even setting fire to a bank and a restaurant. Unsurprisingly, this Saturday there's been a very strong police presence in the capital, some 4,700 officers deployed. They say they've made dozens of arrests and that they've already issued a number of fines to people trying to demonstrate in areas where they weren't allowed to. Now, crucially, this Saturday, the government for the first time decided to redeploy the army from Opération Sentinelle, an anti-terrorism operation, to protect public buildings in order, in turn, to free up the police. Now, this decision was strongly criticised from left and right, people saying that it essentially pitted the army against civilian demonstrators. Earlier, we saw a demonstrator with a banner that read, "We're not terrorists, we're just having a hard time." But it must be said, despite those fears about the government deploying the army, today's demonstrations have gone very peacefully. Let's not forget, though, that organisers of this protest movement are already calling on their followers to prepare for Act 20 of the Yellow Vest protest movement next Saturday.